Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tani Talks Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson per day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 14. It's taught in another Bryce in accordance with Shmuel. If one covered his Sukkah with boards of cedar that have a width of 4 tefachim, it is the opinion of all that the Sukkah is invalid. If the boards do not have a width of 4 tefachim, Rav Meir rules that the Sukkah is invalid, while Rav Yehuda rules that it is valid. I want to talk a little bit to you about the idea of 4 tefachim. We've talked before about Dalet Amos. We've talked before about the idea being involved in your area of the world, but it bears repeating. What will you do with your 4 tefachim? What will you do with your Amma, with your 4 Amos? We each occupy a set amount, a set space in the whole world. The question is, what do we do with our set space? What do we do with our 4 tefachim? Are you just going to occupy that space, as we mentioned that other time? Or are you going to use that space, utilize that space, and actually make a difference in that space? We only get 120 years, we should be so zocha. We only have the 4 tefachim, the Dalet Amos. What can I do, what can we do in our tiny aspect, our tiny spot in the world? Use your Dalet Tefachim, use your Dalet Amos, use your 4x4 area to make a tiny difference in the world. I've talked many times how try to use anything Hashem gave me to try to make a little difference. What can you do with your Dalet Tefachim, with your 4 Amos? Think about what you're really good at and try to utilize it with you. You know, Ish.com talks about, I believe, with Sarah Riegler, if you could do anything in the world, what would you do? If you didn't have to worry about money and you could do anything you wanted, what would you do? What do you really love and have a passion for in this world? That's really where you should go. That's really where you should try to make a difference and try to make something happen. You have to take what you can. Someone once told me, I really love trains. My question is, why are you working in a bank? Why are you working in a bank? Do something with the trains. If Hashem gave you an affinity for trains, to be involved with trains, maybe you should be working with trains. Someone says, oh man, I really love working with animals. So why in the world are you a math teacher when you really hate working with those kids, you hate working in that school, but you love taking care of the pets? So figure out what you could do to take care of the pets. I myself love radio, love audio. Had to do something with it, so a couple of years ago, Hashem sent me on the direction to do something with it. You have to follow what you really love to do. You have to follow what you can do, what you have an affinity for, because you only have these Dalet Tefachim, you only have these Dalet Amos for X number of years. Make sure to utilize them. Make sure to grab hold of them, to hold tight those Dalet Tefachim, those Dalet Amos for your years, making your difference in that set space you have for your limited amount of time. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 15 here on Tani Talks Daf, the TTD.